Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Homicides jumped 50% in New York City. Major airline allowing flight attendants to promote social justice on the job. Kamala Harris says Republicans could steal the election. The temperature in Los Angeles over the weekend, the highest ever recorded. Also ahead, the President Trump military controversy. What is the truth? But first, the murder rate in the Big Apple rose by 50% in August. The NYPD confirming 242 shootings in 31 days, up from just 91 during the same period last year. Mayor de Blasio blaming the city's crime wave on a perfect storm of unemployment, COVID, and hot weather. Well, the real reason violent crime is now destroying New York City is that de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, and the DA, Cy Vance, are extremely soft on crime, period. American Airlines confirming its flight attendants will be allowed to wear Black Lives Matter pins to promote social justice at 30,000 feet. In response, some American employees are vowing to wear Make America Great Again attire on the planes. In response, the airline released a statement saying they simply want to create an inclusive work culture. Well, that would mean the Trump side will be allowed, correct? Senator Kamala Harris predicting Republicans could try and steal the 2020 election with, quote, voter suppression. The vice presidential nominee telling reporters, Joe and I are concerned about it, adding China and Russia will also try to sway voters heading into the November vote. More than 25 states are expanding mail-in ballots for the first time, which will absolutely lead to chaos this November. Wait and see. The thermometer in Los Angeles reaching 121 degrees over the weekend, the highest ever recorded. The heat sparking a series of wildfires across California, destroying more than 2 million acres and thousands of homes. Doctors say exposure to the intense heat could kill you in less than an hour. In a moment, the latest controversy surrounding President Trump that he disrespects the military. Right back with it.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. A few days ago, the hate Trump magazine, The Atlantic, based in Boston, used anonymous sources to accuse the President of the United States of disrespecting the U.S. military. The magazine claims Mr. Trump slandered dead U.S. soldiers during a trip to France in November 2018 to mark the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. According to the anonymous sources, the president called the troops buried at Ain Marne Cemetery losers. Mr. Trump did not visit the cemetery because of bad weather. The Atlantic reported that the president didn't want to attend the event at the cemetery because he was concerned that the rain would dishevel his hair. Now, all of that comes from, quote, sources with firsthand knowledge, unquote. So what's firsthand knowledge? And who are these accusers? Atlantic won't say. This is sloppy, unfair reporting. In response, Mr. Trump said, quote, I would be willing to swear on anything that I never said that about our fallen heroes. There is nobody that respects them more, unquote. Now, it's the firsthand knowledge thing that bothers me as a journalist. Does that mean the sources Atlantic used to smear President Trump heard him say that? Does it mean somebody told them he said it? This is just ridiculous. You want to keep an anonymous source private, you say the person heard it directly or did not. But the Atlantic magazine doesn't do that. And it's no surprise. That magazine hates Trump. The author of the article, Jeffrey Goldberg, has smeared the president ever since he walked into the Oval Office. The record is horrendous. On a magazine that prides itself on being intellectual, its cover had one word last winter: impeach. Okay, so we know what the con is there. Now, on Mr. Trump's side, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was on the trip, said, quote, I'm a veteran too. I care deeply about these young men and women. I've watched the president honor them in every situation that I've been in with him as well. John Bolton, who was on the trip, said, quote, I didn't hear that. I'm not saying he didn't say it later in the day or another time, but I was there for that discussion, unquote. Mr. Bolton, of course, wrote a hatchet book on Donald Trump. Now, I wrote a book called The United States of Trump, and I spoke with the president about Vietnam. He thinks the war was ridiculous. He doesn't believe that any American should have been sent there. That is true. He's also skeptical of war in general, the president is. And Donald Trump says things when he's angry and tired that he shouldn't say. But this Atlantic thing is a smear. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, and please check out my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. In a moment, we'll tell you something about it. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. My new book, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America, is out today. And Andrew Jackson, one of Donald Trump's favorite presidents, is prominently featured. In fact, Old Hickory, as they called him, makes Donald Trump look like a marshmallow. Andrew Jackson was a violent man. He defeated the British at the Battle of New Orleans, and he crushed the southeastern Indian tribes. He also shot people. On May 30th, 1806, future President Jackson killed Charles Dickinson, a man who accused him of cheating on a horse race bet and then insulted his wife, Rachel. In that duel, Jackson was shot in the chest just inches from his heart, but survived. The bullet would never be removed. Jackson took another bullet in the shoulder this time from Jesse Benton, brother of Thomas Hart Benton, whom Jackson wanted to kill. I chronicle that in Killing Crazy Horse. In fact, throughout his life, Andrew Jackson challenged more than 100 men to duels but only killed one. In 1835, Jackson beat a would-be assassin with his cane after the man's pistol jammed, screaming, "Let me alone!" The assassin was ultimately rescued by Tennessee Congressman Davy Crockett before Jackson could kill the man. On the last day of his presidency, Andrew Jackson told friends he had two regrets during his time in office. "I wish I had been able to shoot Henry Clay or hang John C. Calhoun," unquote. In May 2017, President Trump said this about Andrew Jackson, quote, "Today I call attention to the 250th birthday of the very great Andrew Jackson. He loved Tennessee, and so do I. From poverty, Jackson rose to glory and greatness, first as a military leader, and then as the 7th President of the United States. He did it with courage, grit, and by the way, he was one of our great presidents," unquote. Well, that's debatable, but Andrew Jackson was certainly the most flamboyant president this country has ever had. Sorry, Mr. Trump. You're second. Back after this.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.